A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Nsanganya, who you're broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic this Friday, October 15, 2021.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, political violence, and other issues.
First, though, let's take a look at the COVID-19 pandemic. The Ministry of Health in Zimbabwe reports that 7 people died of COVID-19 yesterday and 143 tested positive to the COVID-19 virus, which has claimed the lives of 4,640 people in the country since the pandemic started in March last year.
The ministry also reports that over 3.2 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and 2.5 million their second dose.
And the ministry also reports that there are currently 1,640 active cases of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe as we speak.
And the Zimbabwean government says it will sack all state employees who have not been vaccinated. Today was the last day for civil servants to be vaccinated against COVID-19.
And in other news, some people in Bringa say they are struggling to survive due to poor harvest in the last agricultural season caused by floods.
And in politics, some MDC Alliance activists claim that they were beaten up and blocked from addressing meetings and rallies in Masvingo province by suspected ZANU-PF activists in the past few days when its president, Nelson Chamisa, was visiting the region. Ngibambe izulukanda balinjani lapha elikhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo siyabona ke ukuthi namhlanje siyakhoka ngalokhu lalokhu ukuqala sikhoka ngakho i-COVID-19 uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi abantu abayi-7 babulwe i-COVID-19 izolo kodwa abayi-143 bahlolwe batholakala belo mkhuhlane lo siyakwazi ukuthi ke i-COVID-19 sibulele abantu abayi-4,640 kwele Zimbabwe kusukela ngombimbitho onyaka enye. Siyabona njalo uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luyabika ukuthi sokulabantu abedlula 3.2 million asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala kuthi asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yesibili by 2.5 million. Kuzobuya ke kuyabika njalo uhlangothi lolu ukuthi ke khona manje kunabantu abayi 1,640 abalalokhu kuthiwa yi-active COVID cases. Yes, siyakuzwa njalo ukuthi uhulumende uthi ke uza xotsha umsebenzi labo abangakajova amajekiseni. Namhla bekulilanga lokugcina lokuthi abantu bajove amajekiseni achiyeneyo. Kokunye nje esiyakhuluma ngakho namhlanje ngokwenzakala eBhinga, siyadaba ukuthi ke uEzra Chisa Sibanda bekhona ngale ke eBhinga ikhuluma labantu ebabuzabuza ngokuchiyeneyo. Okunye abakhulume ngakho kakhulu yindlala, ukuthi indlala ibathole senzima, njalo abanye bakhulume nge-COVID-19. So sizabamba lokhu lokunye okuchiyeneyo. Okunye njalo esikukhangeleyo namhlanje ngokwezombusazwe kulabantu abathi hey kunzima kakhulu kwele Zimbabwe ngoba sokukhanya zani sokulodlakela. Sibone ke umnumzana Nelson Chamisa we-MDC Alliance bevinjwa ngabacatshangelwa ukuthi balandele ZANU-PF ukuba angene endaweni ezijeneyo abe sekhuluma lo Zulu. So kunjalo ke Marvelous lamhlanje.
Ayi wathi nokuchingamizai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu che-Live Talk nhasi nemusechishanu October 15, 2021 apo tiri kuenderera mberi tichikurukura pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba dzeCOVID-19. Nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa isu kuti chirongwa ichi chamira sei uyezve kuti zvii zvimwe zviri kuitika munyika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika uyezve nekumaruwa uko tinoona kuti pasi rose rakange riri kurangarira iro zuva remadzimai rekumaruwa International Rural Women's Day munguva ichangobva kupfuura saka tichange tiri kutarisa kuti madzimai ari kuzvibata sei mabasa avo ekumaruwa. Totarisa isu kuti panyaya yeCOVID-19 bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu 7 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda recovid-19 nezuro uyezve 143 vakawanikwa vachibatwa vane denda iri nezuro wakare. Asi tichitarisa kubva pakatanga denda iri muna March kusvika pari zvino vanhu vanosvika ivo 4,640 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19. Tozotarisa panyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba munyika yezimbabwe inoti yabaya vanhu vanodaudzira 3.2 million panyaya iyoyi yekuti vanhu vabayiwe nhomba dzecovid-19 dzekutanga asi vanhu vakwanisa kuwanikwa vachibayiwa nhomba dzavo dzese vari pa 2.5 million vachibayiwa ivo nhomba yavo yechipiri. Tinoona kuti nyika inoti inofanira kunge iri kubaya vanhu 10 million kuti vasvike ivo pane yavanoti ivo herd immunity. Asi bazi riri kutaura zvakare kuti pari zvino vanhu vari kurarama nedenda recovid-19 vanosvika ivo 1640 pari zvino, uyezve zuva ranhasi ndozuva rekupedzisira rekuti avo vanoshanda muhurumende yatingati yecivil service vange vabayiwa nhomba dzavo dzecovid-19 dzese dziri mbiri. Vachinzi ivo kana vasina kubayiwa nhomba idzi dzecovid-19 vanozowanikwa vasingakwanisi kudzoka kumabasa. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yemhirizhonga yatiri kunzwa kuti yanga iri kuitika kunzvimbo yemasvingo, uko vanoita zvematongerwo enyika veMDC Alliance vebato rinopikisa. Takaona isu mutungamiri wavo vaNelson Chamisa vachimiswa nevanonzi ivo inhengo dzisi vanopiwa kuti vasvike kunzvimbo iyoyi vaende kunotaura nevatsigiri vavo. Saka tichange tiine vanyarikani vachange vari pano vachitaurawo maonero avo ezviri kuitika munyaya idzi dzezvematongerwo enyika.
Kunjalo ke kukhulunywa nguMarvelous, and then we had Chisaswanda in Pinga. You know, he was talking to different people. Let's hear some of the interviews that he conducted in Pinga.
Sopu banana.
Yeah.
Sopu banana or sopu wanga pela banana.
Janungu.
Janungu.
Yeah.
Mbona mandu wakitu kwele lapa kwenza gara nsopu?
Baya palisa lako.
Yeah.
Palisa wafunu kuni wawo.
Wafuna nukulmeni pezu?
Wafunu kuni wawo.
Wabaniko mbaanzi?
Baniko mkulmeni.
Mkulmeni.
Yeah.
So kutu wana mandu lawa bonke abadimanga lonya?
Vali mirizu mkani zana lienze mwishi. Wawa la manza mani. Akula kubita wakumaya.
Wakula lisu uguze.
Yeah.
Bapiwa anila.
Bapiwa mpupu.
Eh?
Bapiwa mpupu.
Mpupu. Lani.
Lendumba.
Lendumba. Uti bae chibu. Bakula ngari lafu. Nenya.
Bakula uwanzi. Nenya.
Nenya. Olu tubotara la resika benza kwa lapa lui.
Njovu.
Ye, yeah, zenza.
Ziangere masumini. Lempisi zi jimbuzi.
Ah.
Lapa.
Lempisi?
Ne, lempisi zi jimbuzi.
Njovu zi kelela?
Zikoni njovu.
Inoko zenige?
Izbani, ziage zisige.
Azbuna dibantu?
Ah, ega zbuna dibantu. Ziagi kondo.
Zi jimbo. Iloko ndwa uwe?
Tuangu za jimbuzi. Kuku.
Ee. Ndwa kuza jimbuzi.
Eh.
Lenkuku.
Lenkuku.
Hinda.
Ah, injala kumbe aswazi kweni asuti.
Kuzima la.
Nenga kuzima.
I'm very excited that he actually spoke to those two ladies, especially because today is actually the United Nations International Day of Rural Women. So I'm glad that he had the opportunity to speak to some rural women, and this day actually the United Nations worldwide, they celebrate and honor women and girls living in rural areas on this October 15th each year. And they recognize the huge role that rural mothers, daughters, and grandmothers play in producing food and building agricultural and rural development worldwide. And the theme for this year under the United Nations is Rural Women Cultivating Good Food for All. So I heard there the, you know, the woman who was speaking, I think the last one, was talking about what, you know, they are actually doing within their community. United Nations iri kuwanikwa iyo ichiongorora zuva remadzimai vekumaruva kuzuva ranhasi October 15. Saka zuva iri vanoriita kuti vawanikwe ivo vachirangarira mabasa ari kuitwa nemadzimai, vanasikana, vanagogo mukuedza kurima chikafu uye nezvimwewo zvavanoita mukuedza kuti mhuri dzirarame. Saka dingindira regore rino rinoti iro Rural Women Cultivating Good Food for All, zvichireva kuti madzimai vachirima ivo chikafu chemunhu wese. Over to you, Gib.
Yes, Marvelous, and as you are saying that, it seems as if these two women were saying this year they will try their best to actually cultivate various crops, you know. So they are happy that they are trying to make a living, you know, and they're trying to help their families. So let's have another interview that Ezra Chikaspanda conducted with a lady who was also waiting for food in Pinga. There we go.
ID number.
Yeah, I'm gonna forget if I phone number.
Before the number. 0782 64
85.
Ah, that's
what it is. Yeah. Now, by your mama, million, gonna be in the law, mama. I'll forget out in a way.
Ah, that's your father.
Your father. Your father. Ukhola.
Ukhola.
Yini ukudla?
Ukudla
yini. Alivunanga kakhulu, livunile.
Asivunanga izulu lana kakhulu.
Oh, labulala enhlanyeni.
Yeah.
Okay, ma. Hayi, siyabonga.
Siyabonga.
There you are, marvelous. You know, Ezra was busy chatting to a lady there. Her name is Jesse Mwembwe. She is in Sianongu, in Kariango area. So she's saying that she weaves some baskets and all those kind of things. And she sells locally through butter trade or even cash, you know. She does what she's doing because she's trying to raise a family. Because, you know, these families are mostly dependent on subsistence agriculture. So without this kind of thing that they're doing, they cannot survive. So they end up getting assistance from the government because of the climate in where they are. Is not even the climate, I mean, the environment where they are is not good enough for agriculture. So it's sort of like very dry. It's in a valley area, you know, where it's really, really hard to plant any crops. So that's the scheme of things there.
Apo tukunzwa kubwa kune mungwa muzimai ariko zinga shakari wa shikaura ilo kwa msorope mabasikiti avariku tiko varikuruka. Uyezve vanotengesa kuti vawane mari yekuraramisa mhuri sezvo munzvimbo yavari musinganyanyiwo zvowana goro rakanaka kutaura kwatiri kuita kuti pasi rose pari zvino muzuva ranhasi vari kuwanikwa ivo vachirangarira zuva remadzimai ari kumaruva saka tinofara kuti tanzwawo mamwe madzimai vari kutaurawo zvavari kubata vachiti ivo vari kuita izvi zvekuruka mabhasikiti kuitira kuti vachengete mhuri dzavo.
And we've got a lady, you know, she's a senior citizen who is actually in Pinga, and she's got this calabashish kind of thing, you know, which she uses for smoking here, you know. There's something that there are things that they smoke there. It's not only marijuana. You know, they put in some sorghum and other stuff, you know. So she enjoys doing it, and Ezra had a very good interview with her. Let's listen just a bit of what they were doing. And she was saying that she was hungry, so she couldn't pull a lot of that stuff from the calabash. So I think you know it's called Nombonda, this kind of a system. So let's hear a little bit of the interview there. See, marvelous, you know, Ezra at field day there with this senior citizen. You know, she was showing him how to smoke that thing, that pipe. It's called Ndombonda, Ndombondo, something like that. So she didn't pull a lot because she said she was hungry. But at the end of the day, it's some kind of great innovation, you know, that kind of a thing. You rarely find it in most parts of this world, you know, it's in Pinga and other areas. So the technique is to have some bit of water inside that calabash, and then on top you've got this thing that looks like a chimney where you put your cigarettes and whatever you want to smoke, and then it goes via all the smoke goes via this calabash where there's a bit of water. So they're saying that water is designed to dilute the smoke so that you don't die, you know, so that it doesn't affect you much. So, good job, Mavlas.
I want to see Panapa Parkunaki that you can go over to Binga, but who puts a evil forge, Yavo, Yavaki, and those who put for Favari Coco. As a command, the name to Rudy and Aunia, so don't like a family penny for forge the penny for that in the name Zara. Sakai, Wavanga Parkunaki was our sour evil position, those make a Kumshakwavo. Vamwe madzimai chinhu zvinhu zvavanotogara vachiita vanenge vari kuputa fodya dzavo asi munoiswa zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana imomo saka ndonhasi aiwa atambotoenda tinzekuuigirewo zviri kuitika kune dzimwe nzvimbo saka mawana mukana wokunyatsoona zviri kuitika kuBinga tinoziva kuti vazhinji vanoziva Binga kuti kune vanhu vanenge vachiwanikwa ivo vachiputa zvakasiyana siyana uyezve hanzi there is an Arab version called Shisha. Same concept. Kunire mazwa ane shisha yekubhinga yari kuputwa nagogo pabva papinda Tembikile Dube wechidiki ari kutaura iyoyo kuti inenge shisha shisha ndo yatakuona iri kuwanikwa iyo ichibuda padande mutande kazhinji vamwe vakuwanikwa vaine shisha yekudzimba dzavo asi apa gogo vane shishawo yavo yekubhinga yavari kutowanikwa vachipfumbura utsi vachisivo vanogona kupfumbura hwakawanda asi zuva ranhasi havana kuzonyanya kupfumbura nekuti vari kuti vane nzara saka nhasi tiri kufara chaizvo nokuti izuva zvakare remadzimai ekumaruva saka poti kuona zviri kuitwa nemadzimai ekubhinga pane mainnovation kana kuti pane zvimwe zvinhu zvavanogadzira zvinenge zvisingatozivikanwi nepasi rose asi tiri kuona apa vari kubuda vachitaura ivo vachinyatso wanikwa vachitsanangudza kuti zvinofamba sei taona mumwe murume anga ari padhuze neipapo vachitsanangudza kuti utsi uyu unozopfumbuka sei saka tizongaitenderere mberi tichinzwa zviri kuitika ikoko kuBinga.
Yes, we've got another person who talked to Ezra Chizaspanda in Binga. Let's hear this lady who Ezra found in Sianungu, where she was also looking for food. You know, food is a basic necessity in all societies.
Wow. Okay, usara ngapi la?
Shani.
Shani.
Okay, mntana wakho lo. Ungababa umntwana. Wenza ukulala. Okay, uyasenza ukulala. Eh, ucine kausulimi leni wena?
Ngikazi.
Wena ndawu zwalana na mosodonga, uhlala lapha ephinga.
Lindebele.
Lindebele. Wo wena ndile lapha ephinga. Kunjani emendweni? All
right.
Okay. Wenzani wena?
Sale.
Kuphela. Ucidombani.
Sina umama Zara.
Mama Zara. Oh, lo baba Zara. Iwagcinile. Bayakuthanda. Bakwamukela ungasodonga.
Eh.
Eh. Okay, una bantwana bangaki?
Two.
Yebo, ulimi yami ngabe uzantaka two.
25.
Okay. Wakubona ngamtonga lo.
Nakanye kwasofana.
Kungaphlapha.
Ngithi ayihlala kwasofana.
Ilwa kwelo. Oh, wasukubisa la. No kuhle lavama. Lapho uzowenzani lapha? Bukuyaholwa.
Eh, ufuna ukuhola.
Ufuna ukuholani?
Ukuthi kwakhonisani.
Eh, sophalisile.
Sophalisile.
Ukulima uqalisa nini? Sixoxela ngendawo le phela siyazi, angifuna ukuzwa ngawo.
Ngexesha lo-November.
Eh, ngexesha lo-November ulima. Uzakwazi ukulima?
Ngizabakwazi.
Eh?
Ngizabakwazi.
Uzabakwazi ukulima? Kodwa ulima kini ngala le Sobhala?
Ngimani.
Abakwazi ukugwala ucele nini?
Ngithola last year.
Othola last year. Eh, abadlala amadonga labo kuloya. Abaloyi.
Abaloyi.
Mama ngalothi balo.
Abaloyi.
Ani zothola impisi.
Impisi sizikhona.
Uyawuyibona?
Nangase ngizibone.
Uyesaba. Eh. Okay, ufuna uthini umkakho njalo ngeke ekhaya lapha ukuthi yasele umnyaka wonke engakubonanga uthini kuyi? Wakushiya ubelethile.
Eh, manje akwenzeki.
Uthini kuyi umkakho?
Siyafonelana kuphela.
Ngitshele ngesitonga ngibusa sasa.
Ngisakwazi.
Ngitshele umbingelele phela.
Yebo isibusane sika bothini.
Oh, ungakho. No, siyabonga mama.
Dear marvelous, that's a lady speaking there to Ezra Chizaspanda, you know, in Pinga. So she's talking about, you know, life in Pinga, and she's saying, you know, the thing is, the husband is working in Bulawayo, and she is in Pinga with a kid. So she says, you know, at the end of the day, she does a lot to make sure that the family survives. So I think there's somebody in the background that you are not seeing here who's talking, but I'll test that. So now that's the issue. So she says she's going to be, you know, engaged in agriculture as usual and believes that she can do a lot for the family, even if the husband is in Bulawayo.
Very interesting indeed. And I think, you know, it's good to see women coming up and actually vocalizing the kind of work that they're doing in the rural communities. Like I said earlier on, today is actually International Rural Women's Day. It's celebrated by the United Nations UN Women. And they are literally just saying, you know, women are the biggest providers of food, especially from the rural areas. So it's interesting. Vangavaenda kuno wanikova chichaga chekujiga chikafu chavanotimi njimbo yoi chakati shomekei. Ijijino ya panguwa iyo sangano re United Nations women ziku wanika iyo richirangarira ziware mazimai vanogara kumaruwa. Vashitaura iyo kumazimai kumaruwa. Dova riku wanikwa vachikwanisa kunge vachirima shaka wanda shumoita kusi vanu vakwaniso kunge vachirarama panguwa ino.
Yebo ke izilondaba kunjalo ke linzile lapho mama ekhuluma ekhona ngale Pinga isithi umkakhe ekhona ngale ke kwele kwaBulawayo. Kodwa yena uhlala ekhaya sibi lapha ngani uthi usebenzela khona imuli. Uyayizamela imuli yakhe. So singazi ukuthi kuhamba njani kodwa ke impilo yangkhona kulabo mama abahlala emakhaya kusukela labo baba abahlala emadolobheni. So now, shifting gears, marvelous, let's go into politics, in which we are going to talk about what is going on in Zimbabwe right now, where you, we know that there have been some incidents of political violence against the MTC alliance. So according to what we are seeing on the ground, the MTC alliance was trying to hold some meetings and rallies in Masungo province, but there are some people suspected to be ZANU-PF activists who are actually blocking them. And according to Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, this is a very bad indicator of what is going to happen in 2023. So according to Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, you know, what they are witnessing in Masungo points to a bloody election in 2023. So in a tweet, the coalition said, I quote, "We are reminded that ZANU-PF has not reformed and continues to cling to power through violence and abuse of state security institutions. The unholy alliance between ZANU-PF and Zimbabwe police is an issue of major concern. Where still the Herald, ZBC and Sunday Mail continue to be used as propaganda tools to downplay ZANU-PF's atrocities," end quote. Yes, yakubona civil coalition, a crisis coalition, yakhuluma lapha ithi khona okwenzakalayo kungani asonto enhle ngoba ukhangazani ke ukhetho luzakwenziwa ngo-2023 lulakho ukuthi kube lodlakela. Ye, kunjalo mavela, singena khona
muzvara nasiya takuenderera mberi tambobva kumaruva uko sekutaura kwataita nhasi madzimai vari kuwanikwa ivo vachirangarirwa pasi perural women's day. Tombopinda munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika apo tiri kuona kuti iro vhiki rino ratanga iro riine mhirizhonga iri kunzi yakaitika iyo kumasvingo, uko tiri kunzwa kuti mutungamiri webato reMVC Alliance vanelson Chamisa vakamiswa kuti vapinde kunzvimbo yedzimwe dzekumasvingo kwavanga vari kuda kunotaura nevatsigiri vavo nevamwe vari kunzi ivo vatsigiri vezanupf. Taona zvakare sangano recrisis coalition of Zimbabwe richitaura kuti zviri kuitika izvi padandemutande retwitter zvinoreva kuti zvinogona kuzokanganisa kuti munyika muve nerunyararo pachazosvika election kana kuti sarudzo dza2023. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti kana zvatanga vanhu vasati vatombotanga kana kuedza kutsvaga rutsununguko rutsigiro, zvinoratidza izvo kuti sarudzo dzemuna 2023 dzinozogona kunge dzakatarisana nemhirizhonga.
Yes, now we're joined by two guests, and that is Mr. Sikumbuzo Mlalazi, who is an independent social and political commentator, and Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini, another independent social and political commentator. Welcome to the program. Let's start with you, Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini. So, good evening and welcome to the program. Mr. Ntini, can you open your button? Can you unmute?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Duve. Hello, Dr. Marvelous. How are you, Sikumbuzo Mlalazi?
So I hope everyone is fine. So the first question is, there are these incidences of political violence. What's your take on that?
I think, you know, we talked about this, I think, on Wednesday, even though some of the ZANU-PF guests came here and claimed it wasn't ZANU doing what was happening on the ground. But I think now it is clear, it's been confirmed by the likes of Chinamasa, that yes, these are ZANU-PF people, even though they claim these are people that just don't like MTCA. But it is obvious that these are people that are bused from different parts of the country, and these are people that are paid. It is sad to see that happening. You know, I really don't know what to say, why we continue walking through this path. I mean, you know, in Africa, I think we saw that happening in Uganda, we saw that happening in Zambia, where the opposition wasn't allowed to freely move around. But I don't think that would deter people from voting for their favorite candidates. If anything, I think they're giving the opposition you know, free space in advertising, getting sympathy from many organizations around the world, getting sympathy from people. When you look at right now, there is this GoFundMe initiative to buy Chamisa a bulletproof car. You know, people have donated, we have donated because we have sympathy, you know, towards, you know, this particular individual who's been targeted. If it was another party, whether it was EFF or MRP, chances are would have done the same thing. So I think this is very counterproductive for ZANU-PF. They are pretty much shooting themselves on their feet by doing what they are doing.
Yes,
I'm going to just in short, always alekhaya kulusiz kakhulu ukubona opposition, esiyibona i-human opposition eZimbabwe ekhokhelwa nguChamisa ivimbelwa ukuthi ihambe lapho okumele iye khona. Yebo, abakhulumi bezanu abaningi babuye lapha bathi hayi asonto yezanu leyo, kodwa you know sesiyikhonfemile through uChinamasa otshiloyo ukuthi hayi no, laba yibantu bezanu abangafuni uChamisa, abangafuni MTC alliance ezigabeni ezithize. Kulusizi ukubona ngo-2021 abantu bebehave kanjalo, and ukuthi ungathi uyabheka abantu bakhona ngabantu abazidubekelayo, ngabantu abahayiweyo, abantu abalala bele ndlala. So angikwazi ukuthi singakuthini, but iqiniso ukuthi lokhu abakwenzayo kuyaloloza, kuyashaphena i-opposition, njalo the candidate opposition, ngoba bathola uzwelo ebantwini. Kunje kunje abantu sebekhankaza ukuthi bethengele uChamisa imota ele-bulletproof. So lokhu kuyatshengisela ukuthi any opposition engathiwa yathakwa yizanu abantu bazasympathize layo. Kungakwenza kube yi-EFF kumbe kube yi-MRP kumbe enye i-opposition party kumbe kube yizaphu, abantu sizayikhangela, sibazwele, sibadonethele lokhu abawudingayo.
Sicela uvale ibhathani yakho le, zama ukuthi silethe uma vela simhlanganya uye esizwe ukuthi yena nathini ngakhonokho esixoxa ngakho lamhlanje khonapha-ke eWashington. Marvelous, go ahead.
Aha, aphotha ngathi kunzwa vanthini vari kutaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pemhirizhonga yatiri kuona iri kuitika iyo kunzvimbo yemasvingo, vachitaura kuti vakambenge vari pachirongwa nechechitatu vakanzwa ivo mapato anga ari kutaura pamusoro pezvemhirizhonga iyi, vakati havana kunyatsofara nezvakataurwa nezanupf vamba vakamirira zanupf, sezvo vachinamasa vakazvibudawo vachitaura kuti vatsigiri ava vatsigiri vezanupf. Vataura zvakare kuti izvi zviri kuitika zvinogona kuzoita kuti sarudzo dza2023 dzisaitike murunyararo, uyezve hazvifaniri kunge zvichiita kudai nekuti masangano ekunze anenge akatarisa zviri kuitika munyika haazokwanisa kunge achiona kunge munyika muri kuitwa zvinhu zviri kufamba zvakanaka pari zvino.
Yes, Mr. Mlalazi and Mr. Ntini, can you hold on there? We've got a video that we obtained from the MRP, that is Mthwakazi Republican Party. You know, it's concerning some people in Matola North who were actually mingling with villagers, and then there were ZANU-PF and MRP supporters at a distribution point where food was being distributed to the needy. Just listen to this. I know that Lalazi and Dini may not hear this. We'll explain after playing this video.
Ongekuthi wena ungukhansili, ungukhansili wenza ndihamba lanto ababulala abantu bakithi kathi sasilanduduka uzothi ungukhansili. Lina liyahola liyasutha laba bantu-ke, zinkukhu lezi omele zihlale zikholiswa yini? Thina sona uyabona abe ukhuluma laba abantu abe-NGO, vele abantu be-NGO asila problem labo. Lina abantu bezanu abakithi, lina yini elio ibona abantu bakithi anganabaa.
We saw today some suspected ZANU-PF activists actually stoning MTC Alliance vehicles. So what is going on? You know, this violence is not something that is new Mr. Chuma. So is it ZANU-PF that is actually perpetrating this kind of violence? What is going on?
Gibbs, I would talk very strongly and authoritatively as well about the issue of violence. Violence is something that it should never be condoned, and violence should be something that nobody must ever look at it with any smile. We should always frown upon such acts of violence. And as the party ZANU-PF, of which I'm a member of, and also a senior member in that party, we have never sat down and condoned any acts of violence for whatever reason. It is something that we also frown upon. It's something that we also abhor, because, you see, the thing about violence that people must understand is that when you start doing acts of violence, you are actually aggregating a very satanic and devilish act, which is not necessary at all. And this violence, you must remember that our political parties, be it ZANU-PF, NDC, or anything, we all got relatives all over those places. I've got relatives that are in NDC, I've got relatives that are in ZAPU, and I've got relatives that are in MRP. So why would I want to then unleash the terror of violence to any of the opposition parties? Yet I know that at the end of the day, it might then occur to my cousin, to my nephew, to my niece, to my uncle, to my grandmother or my grandfather, or whichever way you might want to look at it. So therefore, it is always going to be on point that we will never condone violence for whatever reason. We want things to be free and fair. We want whoever wins to win with a clean sheet without indulging in violence at all. So as ZANU-PF, we do not condone violence. Whoever will have done violence, and now with the help of technology, must always be recorded so that these people deal with the law as individuals. Because we are tired of people that want to hide behind the party's name, as ZANU-PF. We have heard people from NDC also being labeled violent people too. But I'm sure that Dr. Nkululeko and his party have never sat down and said that people must go out there and be violent. But in society, you always find such elements. It's very unfortunate, but it's something that we should never condone, and we must all speak out very loud and clearly and say that no to violence.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. You can mute your button. Let's go to Mr. Busane Musontini. Mr. Ntini, I think you are an independent observer. And out of what Mr. Swala said and what we heard right now from Mr. Chuma, what's your take on what these gentlemen are saying?
I think it's a tough situation. I think every person will come in and defend their own position or their own party. But the truth of the matter is, it is known that in Zimbabwe politics, there is a culture of violence. There is a culture of violence, especially from the ruling party, which is able to use all the different forms of violence. We talked about Gokuraundi. We talked about how the wars they did, what they did. We talked about the border gaze. So it's hard to hear Upawamu Uchuma Ngati is ZANU-PF kind of violence. Yevo, Yenuchuma, I know it's kind of violence. But I think my name, I'm an Epo, Angalunganga, Kupachi, Evo Sayo. Yellow Ukraine is a Yevo, like opposition, Malevula, violence, and Kazar, Avambaza Kuma, or Kuzal, Yerakumakus, the watching watching. But in Las Kangela civilly, ibandla eliyolibusayo yilo kumele ukuthi kunje khathesi kulamavidiyo atshengisayo ukuthi ngobani ade ejika manje amapholisa kumele ibanise buphi. Yebo, ibandla iZANU-PF libandla, kodwa asithi igovernment ngokwayebusayo lamapholisa kawayi-acte phela ebophi laba bantu abezinto ezinje. I-violence asonto elungileyo kakhulu. Iqiniso nge-violence kokuba kuthuma kutshoyo ukuthi namhla kuyatshaywa mina, sasa kuyatshaywa omunye umuntu. So i-violence mavele uyiqalise ifana lo mlilo, kunzima ukuthi i-discriminate ukuthi nizatshisa laphana nitshisa laphana. I-violence vele kayilunganga, akumelanga kube khona lo muntu oyedwa okhondona othabela i-violence lesiyibona.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. Baba Mlalazi, ubona njani konke lokhu? Khanya zani kulokuphoselana lapho ukuthi ungabe kulibandla leli lenze lokhu And according to this tweet from Nick Mangwana, it seems as if he's saying this thing is being stage managed because the assumption is that there is a special rapporteur who come to go to Zimbabwe in order to assess the impact of the targeted sanctions. So is this helpful in any way?
We say Tonyama Bedongo, meaning this nation of ours, we really need a solution. There must be a permanent solution to this, not just a superficial solution. Because really, everybody has been saying Zimbabweans are peaceful people, Zimbabweans are not violent. But then again, we are not genetically modified mentally to say, to think with the caliber of leadership or with the caliber of people that are talking, protecting their own image of their parties, I think we've got a problem as a nation. So, intermediaries are us, and the only solution that will come to Zimbabwe is when we sit down, only political parties, when they sit down and know that the only thing that is important is Zimbabwe, not political parties.
Mm-hmm.
The day Ama Zimbabweans, we are going to forget about regalia, we're going around running Ama faces of Ama political party leaders on our chest. That's the day we're going to be celebrating the victory of bondage, violence, political violence. So, Mina, I do not say singular event in the single is something that can then we look at it as a good Zimbabwe is on fire now. Mina, we've got a lot to talk about. And people of Zimbabwe need a leader who is going to unify them. Whether you are coming as a political opposition, what is important is to know that not everybody or not every Zimbabwean can support your party. That's one thing that people should understand. As we are talking now, people might think, oh, if you talk good about your political party, you might then win our hearts. That's not the solution. It's just peace is not the only solution for a country like Zimbabwe to move forward. Zimbabwe went to war, a fierce war. About 4 years ago, about 4 years ago, and who's going to win? Because after 2023, come back again here, do it because the studio says it's there. People will be crying. Mm. We don't need that. We need a peaceful solution to our problems, our political problems that's now in Zimbabwe. I do not see a clean political party in Zimbabwe currently. It is violent in every political party in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, you can unmute your button and join us right now. So it seems, Dr. Sibanda, that you know, the government thinks that all this is happening because of the special rapporteur who is supposed to go to Zimbabwe, you know, in terms of assessing the impact of the targeted sanctions. So they're saying, you guys, this is a bit of drama, you know, like what Nick Mangwana is actually tweeting here. He's saying, quote, we are in the event of COP26, and the special rapporteur's engagement is about to happen. Do you know what else has started the dramas? You know, here is a tweet from a state official. So roughly, what do you think Nick Mangwana is saying here? Saying that you guys are dramatizing, you know?
Gibbs, you know what? I think that the problem we have, and the people of Zimbabwe know this, that there's something called the government of Zimbabwe, and then there's something called ZANU-PF. The government of Zimbabwe has the responsibility to keep the peace. That's why the government has manages the Zimbabwe Republic Police, manages our defense forces, and manages the prison services, right? So mm-hmm. The government must, as my brother is saying, as my brother Busani is saying, the government must immediately take all steps necessary to maintain the peace in society. And if they can't maintain the peace in society, it means it is because they don't want to. I don't want to talk about Nick. I know Nick very well. Nick is on a daily basis attempting to overplease Mnangagwa by, in most instances, over-exaggerating things or overspinning things. The fact of the matter is that the ZRP could have and can and has the capacity to stall all forms of violence in this country. And when violence is not stalled in this country, it is because it is sanctioned by the government and sanctioned by ZANU-PF. For that reason, I don't think that we have a debate with Nick Mangwana Busani.
I think your phone skipped a little bit. We can't hear you. I think something happened.
Actually, yeah, right. Okay.
All right,
we
go
don't
ahead.
Have a debate with Nick Mangwana. Nick Mangwana is playing a game and thinks that it's politics. This country is bigger. This country is bigger than the Nick. This country is bigger than the PF. This country belongs to the people of Zimbabwe.
Yeah, your phone is skipping a little bit, Dr. Swanda. So can you mute your button? Yes. Yeah, your phone is skipping a little bit. I think you are moving just a bit. So before maybe you proceed there, let me bring in Mr. Joseph Chuma while you go back to where you started this conversation with us, Dr. Swanda. So, Mr. Chuma, I think we are hearing what Dr. Swanda is saying. So he's heaping all the blame on ZANU-PF. He says, you know, if ever there was any kind of fairness, police were going to arrest these people that were actually staging this protest. So quiet, Chuma.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. Can you hear me properly?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Right. Gibbs, actually, this narrative that has just come up now, including the tweet that you're quoting from the government spokesperson, Nick, is very interesting indeed. Do you know why I would say it's interesting? Just recently, we saw Chamisa moving around the country. He even came to Bulawayo this side and went as far as, I think, Matopo, where there was a troops and unveiling of one of their members. And no any act of violence was meted against him. He went by his daily business. And, of course, maybe there might have been a bit of disruption here and there, I mean, with the police, but there was no violence at all. And then if you look at this trend, every time there's going to be an international event, whether there's UN meetings, whether there's a situation like this now, where we are having a rapporteur coming from the United Nations, such things then happen. You then really now start to question the genuineness of all these acts. Are they really genuine or they are state managed, really? So that we then all look so bad to whoever is coming to assess whatever they'll be coming for. So these are the kind of things that we really need to sit down and search ourselves and say, are we genuine when we do this kind of thing? Or at times, are we just out there to paint that bad picture of Zimbabwe all the time? So that our story is then always authenticated and things are then always put into perspective, say that, no, Zimbabwe is a bad country. The government is not doing enough to keep such a... Of violence against the opposition and stuff like that. And we also know that there's also this trading trip of the president going to Britain as well. So all these things, they now get to get you to think very hard and say, are these things really genuine, or we've got other people that want to come in and always make us look that bad? At all the times. Because when there are no events, I've not heard Chamisa complaining of any violence, upon himself or his group or his entourage.
But can somebody attack his own cars and attack all these people and you injure a lot of people? Is that possible, Mr. Chuma?
Very possible, my brother. Very possible. I've seen people, a woman who wanted to get his husband into trouble, who was actually beating herself to make sure that she vindicates the husband. This thing can happen, definitely. They've been happening all over. We've seen them happen.
Thank you so much. Can you mute your pattern? Maybe... Dr. Swanda can respond immediately. So, vale pattern yako vavuchum. Dr. Swanda, bengumbona kuna manje, ukuthi bese khona, kodwa ke mbona ngazani ke ucingo lakhe solumane lwa drop out. Mr. Ntini, I think you are an observer, as I said. So, what's your take on what this gentleman says?
Vavuchuma, esivumelene phambilini, but
Or maybe let me do this, just one second. Let's take Dr. Swanda to respond. Dr. Swanda, can you respond fast because your phone is falling off? Go ahead, Dr. Swanda. Can you hear me, Dr. Swanda? Can you unmute so that you join the show? Dr. Swanda, I think he's trying to unmute his button and the phone is dropping off. So, Mr. Mtini, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's too... Uba kuchuma bensanda ukuthi hayi siyavumelana namhla manje usendani sile futhi ngoba kunje kuyintanto sibona kulama video kulama pictures so amapholisa abophi la abantu betsho ukuthi bathunywe ngubani abantu esibabone lapha adube lama flyers ade bathwele bengama flyers akhuma amasashi ngathi igroup lanye ethwala and amalungiso lakhona ama-flaggers akhona afana lana abathwala abademonstrator e-embassy ye-USAR. So ukuthi i-MDCC yiyo esimanifestile wonke lokhu yakhopha konke angilashure but iqiniso ukuthi iqiniso lingatholakala kwabotha laba abantu betsho ukuthi bathunywe ngubani kodwa isakho zamapholisa asozababophe laba abantu. So mina kunzima-ke ukuthi ngi-understande kokunxa umuntu like ubuzile ukuthi kulo muntu ongazitshayi kulo muntu ongazivulala yini angikuboni kulo muntu olengqondo ongakwenza khona lokho. Yebo, ama-opposition laba elama-tactics abathize abasebenzisayo to draw attention kodwa lokhu iqiniso ukuthi amapholisa akabophi laba abantu bazakutsho ukuthi bathunywe ngobani ngoba abantu abakuma-videos angikwazi kumbe bebengakwazi bathatha ama-video kumbe izithutha kumbe ngabantu abazidakuleyo andashure but ikozokula amavidiyo amapholisa akababophe betsho ukuthi bathunywe ngubani wanto abathunywe yi-MDC then i-MDC izoba lohlupho.
Ye, so ngicela ukuba ngasithiwa nje briefly Mr. Mtini.
No, I think briefly what I was saying is that there is evidence out there. There are videos, there are you know pictures, you know, just judging from the crowd, these people that are committing this violence, they appear to be carrying the same cards that people are carrying, you know, demonstrating in front of the U.S. embassy in Harare. They were all calling for sanctions to go. So I'm trying to wrap my head around that. You know, how can an opposition party do that to its, you know, on its own? To me, I think at the end of the day, let the police act. If the police, the police are independent and they know who these people were, let those people answer as to who actually sent them. I think we can, you know, debate about who sent them. Is it MDC? Is it ZANU? Are they standing on their own? Is it another third party, a fourth party? We don't know. But the only answer we can get is from these people being arrested and have them say exactly who sent them.
Yeah, we hope that Dr. Nkululeko Swanda is going to join us right now. He was in, but all of a sudden he has dropped out. So let me try to get him. So he says he's trying, but the phone is dropping off. So can you try again, Dr. Swanda, so that you can respond to what Mr. Chuma is actually saying and others. So, Babuskubuzo Mlalazi, what's the way forward here?
The way forward, because over most Bangalaba, Smatur and our senior Okuba, presidential candidates, as well as Zimbabwe, the name of the Matel Berelet. The woman's way forward, who been a balance in Jarism like it. Who are the political parties, the final, but basically, our options, which Ma of Elem Kubulio is ready, he will never be president. Ama parties won't get another after rally, that's what they intended in that. So, Mina. It can also solve the violence in Zimbabwe. Let's solve that. And then if violence is born in Emma Singoliana, Ama parties, both parties, whether it be party conali, Ukona, Ekinsin, Ebonis, they are angry to each other and they are enemies. So, Angkolu Kurumimu to Konapa, Omele Tapisai, Mbonangani Mele Balung is a it's embarrassing and it's embarrassing, but it goes back to say, Bungama leaders is now political leaders, they are not for the interest of the people. Because if there is any party, then I have found evidence with our supporters are ILO party, whether the Bible, regalia, or whatever it is, Belwe, in the name of that party, it's shameful. I'm calling what you on a party and after my elections, Bonagala is engaged in violence. And then thinking, good about this in Bagwe, I vote, I think it's a mistake. And I don't think a Maui would only leave the ends upon always a miscalculated mistake of it, of which to me, Niti. Mbona wami mina njoba ngibona ukuthi ngavotela abantu 2023 awukazathi ukuthi ukhona isolution engaba khona ezweni lakhe izolokhu sikhala nje after 2023.
Thank you.
So, now laba bakhulumela ama parties here. I think to them angazi mabalala kanjani ukuthi yabo, but really, but how do you feel abantu beZimbabwe behlupheka, abantu beZimbabwe united, izwele leZimbabwe lalwela ngabantwana. Imagine abafowethu babesuka ekhosa uZambezi bemuntu woke to Victoria Falls all the way to Bedbridge, futhi abantu bamnyama bakhululeka sibe ne-United Zimbabwe. These guys, they fought for Zimbabwe. They never fought for a political party. So mina bengithi nje ama leaders ethu, they must unite. Bayehlale khona le Harare bakhulumisane, njengoba bonke bengama leaders eHarare bakhulumisane for our country to move forward.
Thank you very much, and mute your button. So let's go to Mr. Chuma. Because Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, I think, has got some challenges in coming back. The same with Mr. Thokozo Msipho. So in wrapping up, Lapa, Babu Chuma, in Shona, what can you say about what we've been talking about today? Briefly.
All right, before I go to Shona, let me come out again and say that, like I said, we always condemn violence in whatever form it wants to rear its head on. Violence is not good, violence is toxic, and violence should never ever be permitted. And no sane party, including our party, would ever advocate and allow violence to be perpetrated upon our fellow citizens of Zimbabwe. Asi kana kusina nyaya iyi tinogara tichiona vakuru vacho vemabato anopikisa vechifamba muno muZimbabwe kusina kana mhirizhonga vachamisa vakauya muno muBulawayo vakatoenda kumatopo kwesouku vakaenda kupi vechiita zvinhu zvavo hakuna kumbooneka kana rimezuva kuti vamboita violence muno munyika yeZimbabwe ichiitirwa ivo vanachamisa kana kuti vanhu vavo vangachifamba navo asi kwakuya chirongwa chiripo ichi chekuti kune vaedzi vari kuuya tagona yakutanga kuitika unotanga kuzvibvunza kuti ko violence iyi ndeyemazvo here kana kuti violence yabikwa ndo zvinokuuya pafungwa dzemunhu anofunga independent noti kuti tiri kurama kuti violence inoibika inoitika asi hatiide tinoishora zvikuru and hatide kuti imboitika nekuti sezvandataura pakutanga violence inoitika pane munhu wese wese.
So much. We end on that.
Thank you very much, James.
We wish to thank Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda of the MTC Alliance, Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, Mr. Skhumbuzo Mlalazi and Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini, the independent commentators, and Mr. Nthokozo Msipho of Tyson Wabantu. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe. We'll see you next time.